call that a grandma apron?
Well,
the one that
I
goes,
don't granny.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, that's great. And in the wintertime, how would you dress for the wintertime, either for work or for just going out traveling?
Well,
in those days or perhaps now?
In the winter, in those days, of course, we...
This is my grandma.
Oh, that's the one that comes up high, we call it granny.
I don't know. I just call it grandma because of my grandkids. grandma across it.
That's great. That's nice.
Back in the good old days, of course, the first day of winter, why, you'd head for the long underwear, you know. That was a must in those days.
What color was it?
Well, it wasn't red. It was
white. I'm just concerned. I mean, that's the only way I've ever seen it is red.
Is that right? I don't think I ever had any red underwear. But it was, you know, it was white, wool guard, gray. And you always go to heavy socks, too, in the winter.
Wool, I guess?
Quite often it would be wool socks, but not necessarily. I mean, you could have heavier socks without them being wool, you know.
See.
Some cotton socks are pretty heavy. When it got real cold, why, of course, then you'd go with the big old overcoat and the mittens.
Sheepskin,
yeah.
Now, you'd usually have mittens instead of gloves, or were there types of gloves that you could wear?
Well, you'd have to be a lot tougher than I was if you could make gloves do instead of mittens, because it gets mighty bitter out there, you know. It gets 30, 40 below. And
oh, mittens are warmer?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. There's no comparison. I'm surprised you didn't know that.
How about work clothes? Were there different types of work clothes, for example, for a rancher? Maybe you could explain that.
Well, I don't really believe there was much difference. I don't believe there was. Of course, from a rancher's viewpoint, you're outside a lot more than most occupations. In fact, there's a lot more. And I mean, if you go out in the morning and don't come back until noon, why, you got a little task there to stay comfortable, you know?
I see.
I remember many a time riding a horse out into this cold weather, and of course the first thing you do when you start freezing up is you get off and walk and lead your horse. That kind of keeps you warm. And then if it really gets tough, why, you stop every once in a while and stick your face up against the horse to warm your face up.
Up against the side of the horse?
Up against his neck, yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I've done that many a time. And then when in the winter, if you're not riding too far, why, I'd even go bareback. It's a lot warmer riding bareback than it is using a saddle.
What if the horse got cold? Did he come over and put his head up next to your neck?
Well, animals just start... They don't have that problem like you or I would.
Oh, I see. They're a lot better prepared. Okay. What about the types of shoes you might wear?
Well, shoes or boots, I guess. Take your choice.
Okay. I guess they'd be cowboy boots?
Yes.
Okay. I get you to say that?
Cowboy boots?
Yeah, there we
okay.
go. what about on your head? What would you wear?
Well, I'd wear a hat in the summer.
Are there different types of hats you might wear, or a different hat you'd wear in the winter?
Well, in the winter, if it really got cold, you'd probably wear a cap, a stocking cap, preferably.
Scotch cap.
Well, they used to wear them a lot, but those old stocking caps are warmer.
What is a Scotch cap?